Hello and welcome to Dirty Lazy Girl, a podcast that offers realistic girlfriend support and problem solving for imperfect people like me. I'm Stephanie Laska, author and creator of Dirty Lazy Keto. I lost 140 pounds by breaking all the rules and becoming a weight loss rebel.
And I'm Tamara Snezik, a professor of sociology, Stephanie's co-host, and her Dirty Lazy Girl partner in crime. Every week, we'll tackle a potential obstacle in your way with unconventional, dirty, or lazy problem-solving strategies. Let's get you started.
I remember, Stephanie, when we used to go on our long walks together, and I finally got you to tell me like what you were doing to make, you know, that was making you lose all this weight, because you were not telling me anything. And I finally you started sharing with me, and I'm like, Stephanie, this is amazing. This is, you know, I've not heard of this, but it sounds wonderful. Why isn't anybody else doing this? And why aren't there resources out there to help people who want a more flexible approach? So it was really frustrating. I remember us going, there's nothing out there. And now finally, you've put stuff out, but also just there's all kinds of resources out there now, don't you think?
I think it's coming a long way. You're totally right. Yeah. Because, you know, when I first started losing weight with Dirty Lazy Keto, I didn't really know what it was called. I knew it was kind of low carb. I knew it was kind of sugar free. I knew I was cutting flour, but I didn't have a name for it. And I had absolutely no one to ask questions to. Ketogenic diet was more of a, you know, a medical therapy for epileptic patients. And it wasn't used at all for weight loss at that time. I mean, we're talking about like a decade ago. So for me, I had no resources to help me. I was going to the library. Who knew that the library had like a cookbook section for diabetics? And I was not diabetic, but that was the closest resource section I could find that might help me. So I would check out tons of books, like 20 at a time, come home, read them all, and be disappointed. Because Tamara, even the diabetic cookbooks, they would just substitute sugar for like agave or honey, or substitute, you know, I don't know, breadcrumbs or panko instead of flour. And I'm like, this is still not helping me, people. So I was angry and sad and frustrated and disappointed and lost. That was my experience.
I hear you. And I've had the same thing happen to me too. I went and got some diabetic cookbooks, and I was totally shocked. They're like 40 grams of carbs.
Like per 2-inch serving.
Yeah. It was not helpful. No. So since we know it's so stressful to try to find the resources you need to lose weight, we thought we'd share our personal recommendations for low-carb eating tools or dieting tools that help us stay on track. But first, before we get to all these great tips, we're going to take a quick break.
Well, shameless plug, everybody. I want to let you know today's episode is brought to you by the Dirty Lazy Keto Dirt Cheap Cookbook. And it's not just a cookbook, really, in addition to the 100 recipes that are all low carb, all 10 grams of net carb or less per serving, there's a ton of just general information about the keto diet and why dirty or lazy version of keto has helped me lose 140 pounds. So there's just a lot more to it, and funny jokes, if I'm being honest. in the cookbook. So I hope that you'll check it out. It is available at Target, and you can provide or look for links to order it on my website at dirtylazyketo.com/book.
Thanks, Stephanie. Let's get started with our top 10 recommendations, but we put them in a range of categories.
We want to make it kind of fun.
Yes, for sure.
Now, this one makes me laugh, Tamara, because I don't know if you remember this, but a long time ago, back in season one, we had an episode about kitchen hoarding, and there was a certain podcaster who will remain nameless, who has like an extensive collection of kitchen appliances. I don't know who this could be.
That would be me.
So I wanted to make this our first category, because I'm dying to know, Tamara, what is your most helpful, like, you know, bigger ticket kitchen appliance that you think has helped you in your journey to eat healthy?
I don't know if this is a big ticket, but it's hilarious. I'm always getting these gadgets, but the funny thing is my favorite one is the old school crock pot.
Crock pot!
I'm serious. That one I use every week because I have like, you know, it's easy to just throw meat in there or your veggies and just let it cook all day.
Let it go.
And I can, yeah, and I can serve like, cook big batches of meat. So we talked about saving money. You can get cheaper cuts of meat that way and just let cook the heck out of it all day. And it makes the house
plug it in.
Yeah. I know people are probably going, oh no, you need the Instapot, you know, the fancier version. But I just say have some slow cooker. I prefer the crock pot, but it's super helpful for a low carb diet, I think.
I totally agree with you. In fact, I'm also choosing a tabletop appliance for my, you know, more expensive kitchen appliance. And when I say more expensive, I wasn't thinking like hundreds of dollars. Yeah. I was more thinking like, you know, more than like $5. So
yeah.
This is how cheap I am. You're getting a window into my soul that I think a crock pot might be expensive. So anyway, my suggestion for our listeners to eat healthy and to stay on track with keto or whatever, you know, eating healthy program you're on, I really think an air fryer is the way to go. And now, Tamara, I resisted the air fryer. I resisted. I was like, that's too complicated. I couldn't figure out how to turn it on. It was kind of like the Instant Pot. I thought it might blow up. I'm just being real. Yeah. But once I bought this thing, oh my God, it has changed my life.
Seriously. Really?
Yeah. Wow. You know how I've been wanting to eat more fish?
Yeah.
Well, now I eat fish like once, twice a week.
Yeah.
Because you just stick it in the Instant Pot. I mean, the air fryer.
It does. And it has a really nice texture to it in the air fryer. Like it's crispy. Like it's fried. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Now, I still put oil on everything. Because I like to have more fat in my diet,
yeah.
But it gets extra crispy and just, it doesn't smell up the house and it's fast.
Yeah. And probably easier to clean up too, huh?
Super easy.
Yeah. Okay. Our next category is our favorite inexpensive kitchen tool.
Here we go. Inexpensive. Because I'm cheap.
I know.
You want to save money. I can't wait to hear what yours is, Tamara.
I'm telling you, is a waffle maker.
We have a converter.
I am totally addicted to chaffles.
Is this because of our chaffle episode?
Well, it's funny. I've come late to the game. Yeah. You taught me how to make chaffles and I have not stopped eating them ever since.
It's like a nonstop addiction.
I've tried all your chaffle recipes. I think all of them. The cinnamon one, all of them.
Have you done the chocolate chip? That one's incredible.
Yes, it's so good.
It's way
plus,
good.
It's plus like other too ones. Good. Yeah. Yeah. Plus other ones. Like I just found a peanut butter one.
Oh stop it.
It's That's so good. So for me, and I used to have it way back in the back of the cupboard and now it's front, it's on my,
oh, it's coming out of the garage into the front and center.
You know what? For me, it helps. Cause you know, you get those sometimes on Dirty Lazy Keto, you'll get sweet cravings and mm-hmm. the chaffle makes me feel like I'm eating like this sweet, yummy dessert. So it's
not a
lifesaver. Yes.
I'm joking. Well, let me share with you. Mine is kind of goofy. I brought an example of mine. I recently upgraded my plastic Tupperware from like 1982. And I got these fabulous glass bowls at Big Lots. And I think it's called Anchor brand. They were on sale, like buy one set, get one free. But the reason I like them is they're glass. So you can put the Tupperware, instead of being plastic, you can put your food in the microwave to heat it up. You can put it in the oven. And it doesn't smell. It doesn't stain.
I love those.
And they were just a couple bucks. I bought a ton of them. And now I serve them, you know, in our meals. And you can store things like make salads, eat it late.
Side benefit is they're great for the environment because it's not plastic. And it tastes better. Like, I don't know. When you heat things up over and over in a plastic one in the microwave, it starts getting...
You're getting a little bit of cancer in there. It's just not a good thing.
I feel like
I'm really into my Tupperware, but now I've completely switched over.
I have too. And they're cheap.
Super cheap. Go to Big Lots, buy them in bulk on Amazon.
And they wash, they get cleaner. That's another thing too. They
love
get
it.
Cleaner. Yeah.
Life changing.
Yes. Okay. What was our number three?
Number
category?
Three, Tamara. I'm curious about your most used app on your phone.
Well, it's funny the way you phrase that, because I was like, oh, the most used, because I have a lot of useful apps.
But in terms of like weight loss or staying on track with your goals, which one do you feel like you open the most?
Is YouTube. And I get so many exercise classes, especially now. Mm-hmm. But like right now I have dealing with some back pain and I think it's from all the sitting, you know, all the time you working at home. Up. Yeah, I know. It makes my think of my posture, but I know, but this has helped. Oh my God. There's a yoga for back pain on there, but I use it constantly just searching for whether it's yoga or some aerobic thing or Zumba, it's been a lifesaver for me.
Well, you know what? I just go to everything, right? It's like I'm on my phone so much every day. It's, I know. It's almost ridiculous.
What do you
I'm thinking mine is probably Spotify. And there's a free version of Spotify, or you can do the paid version. I think mine is $9 a month. But for me, it also allows my kids to have their own private account and my husband, and then we can listen ad-free. But there is a free version. And what I like about it, Tamara, is I have all these different lists of music that I listen to. I have my running list. I have my gym list. I have my yoga list, my Friday night list. I have a cooking list. So you can customize your music. And for me, I get lazy, you know, with everything. And this motivates me. So the music comes on and I go on like a Pavlovian response.
Yeah.
Like the gym music plays and I'm like, I better start exercising. So, and it's, you know, it's free and easy and accessible.
It does make exercising for me a lot more fun. And I forget I'm exercising when I have, you know, funky fun music or whatever. Mm-hmm. Also, we talked about in our humor episode, you can download comedy in there, which is great. Or podcasts. Yeah.
Yeah,
motivational podcast.
Ooh, and you can listen to The Dirty Lazy Girl on Spotify or brand new on Amazon Music. Amazon chose The Dirty Lazy Girl as a podcast to debut. Hello.
Oh, wow. Amazon.
That's how fabulous we are. Just saying.
Hi, Amazon listeners.
Hello, Amazon listeners.
We love you.
You can listen on Amazon Music on your app.
Yeah. Fancy. Okay, our next resource is support groups. So what's our best support group, Stephanie?
Well, this is the funny thing. I bet a lot of people will assume that the support group I'm going to recommend, I'm trying to open it up on my phone here. I bet a lot of people will assume that I'm going to recommend, you know, the main app, the main group that I started a few years ago, 2 or 3 years ago. And it's called Dirty Lazy Keto by Stephanie Laska. Has 242,000 members. Can you believe that?
Yes.
That's so many. But this is the thing. I'm not going to recommend that app because the one I actually, for me, find more support is that it's called Dirty Lazy Keto Premium Support Group by Stephanie Laska. It has that little pink image at the top. And this one is a lot smaller. It has under 200 people at this point. But the reason I find it more helpful for me is we do a live class every Friday. It's kind of like what you and I are doing. And we talk about just very specific topics related to Dirty Lazy Keto. And we interact. And it's a live class. And it's free. And it's part of that group. So for me, even though it's a support group that's subscription, Facebook runs it. It's $4.99 a month. For me, it's been more helpful because I feel safer, like asking questions for myself.
Yeah.
Like yesterday, I was drinking this new Starbucks coffee and it was flavored. And I was like, is there any carbs in it? And I couldn't figure it out. And I was texting you. And then I asked my group and they found the answer for me as well as you.
Yeah. So that's so nice. I know. I love both groups. And in fact, I know I was mad when I saw that you had already put that on there. Cause I was like, oh, I was going to recommend those, either of the support groups, but the premium one does feel like, it's more personal.
It's a little bit safer. Yeah. The other one's a little bit crazy sometimes. I'm just being honest. With 242,000 people, you get a lot of crazy people in there and they're not always on track with being there to lose weight. Sometimes they're there to show off or to be obnoxious or mean.
Yeah. Or spam. We get a lot of spam in there. And I'm one of the administrators, you know, I monitor just like you do. And you have a group of people monitoring it, but 250,000 people is a lot to monitor.
That's a quarter of a million people.
Yeah.
So it's unrealistic to think that everything's going to be perfect and fabulous and everyone's going to behave.
Yeah. We don't catch all the spammers, or we may not catch it right away. I actually think we do a really good job, but it's unending.
It's overwhelming. Yeah.
Well, I wanted to recommend one outside of the DLK group, although that's one of my favorites. Well, one that I go to a lot is called Fat Girl Running. And you don't have to be a runner and you don't have to be fat to benefit from it. But what it is that it's really exercise support that's so non-judgmental. So even women who aren't necessarily bigger, although there's a lot of bigger women in there and the range of sizes is just amazing, is that it's just not any judgment. And you can ask maybe embarrassing questions like, I have chafing on my legs when I run, what do I do? Or I can't find a sports bra for a you know, mm-hmm. a size F bra, whatever, like stuff that would be embarrassing to ask in a regular kind of exercise group. So that one, I find myself on there a lot.
I'm in like that group too.
Yeah. I like mm-hmm. it.
I do too. I think, you know, as a runner who's finished most of her marathons in the very final, you know, hour before they close, let's just be honest, I'm always in the back of the pack. Yeah. It made me feel like more supported and more encouraged to know I wasn't the only one. You don't have to be this perfect athlete to compete.
No. And so this is a great exercise support group.
We all need more support. Well, and we all need inspiration too. I mean, it's not just the exercise. Sometimes for me, it's more of what's in my head, Tamara, is that what I struggle with the most. Mm-hmm. You know, I can get out and exercise, but for me, the battle is what is happening in my brain.
Yes, exactly. So, well,
do you have some, I know, right? Do you have anything that makes you feel more inspired that you listen to, like a podcast?
Well, yeah, that's our next one. What's our most inspirational podcast? Obviously, we're on this podcast, but outside of this podcast, and this is one that you and I reference all the time. If you've been listening to us on this one, you hear us mention Gretchen Rubin constantly because she has a podcast called Happier. And I love this one because, and it's just general happiness and it just tips and tricks to make your life easier and healthier and happier. So I love it. I always get something out of it every time I listen. So that would be the one I would recommend beyond ours.
I totally would as well. She's one of my mentors. And I even talk about her in the Dirty Lazy Keto Cookbook, mm-hmm. which, you know, Gretchen, we're waiting for your call. You're officially almost like Oprah to me.
Yes.
One of my heroes and my mentors, my inspiration. And I've even written to her and told her that, and she wrote me back. So thank you, darling. We're listening.
Well, who's your go-to podcast?
Well, I obviously mentioned Oprah. Oprah, we are still here waiting for you. Just Oprah, so you know.
Call Oprah.
Call the hotline. Okay. Because my recommendation for an inspirational podcast for our listeners to use as a tool is Oprah's Super Soul Conversations. Yeah. And this is a podcast where she interviews mostly like famous movie stars, and she gets to know a little bit more about their past and what inspires them and maybe big challenges that they've overcome. And one that I really, really liked was by Lady Gaga. And if you haven't listened to this already, Lady Gaga has struggled with depression and mental health issues. She was once a cutter. And she opened up on Oprah's Super Soul Conversations and shared her journey and the medications she's been on and the struggles. And I was like, you know, if Lady Gaga can get on a podcast and share all of the struggles she has, I mean, it just made me feel like I could overcome things in my life too.
Yeah, I love that podcast. I haven't seen Lady Gaga. I'm going to go watch it now.
She's great. I mean, they're all good. They're like singers, movie stars. Yeah. You know,
actually, Gretchen Rubin was on there.
Well, I haven't listened to that one.
She was
my hero.
I don't know.
My two favorite people in the same podcast.
Yeah, no, it's really good. So yeah, Oprah, Gretchen.
Oprah and Gretchen. You can be on our show anytime.
Okay, what's our best resource for exercise? And you have it listed here as best big ticket exercise splurge. Our idea of big ticket may not be huge.
I know, right? Well, we do preface this whole thing with our very thrifty budgetness that we have here at the Dirty Lazy.
Yeah. Well, what's yours?
Well, mine, I'd like to share my earbuds. Now, I resisted these, Tamara, forever. I was like the last man standing using wired headphones. And once I switched over to the earbuds, I thought they'd be really complicated, but they're not. Actually, when you open them next to your phone, they automatically connect.
It pairs for you. I was so surprised. You can't do it wrong.
There it is. You can see it for all of our listeners who are. I just opened it and it's like, boom, I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
And for me, when I'm running, like I used to have all these wires threaded into my, you know, shirt and this and that. And then if I had to take off a shirt because I got hot, then I have to redo the wires. So this has been a miracle.
I believe you. And I didn't believe that either. And my family kept saying, you are going to have earpods.
I remember that.
And I was like, they're stupid. I remember that.
Yeah, I was walking and I'm like, Tamara, you'd really like these because you walk all the time and you're constantly listening to podcasts.
Yeah, no, I resisted it. And now I'm like you, I can't go back. They're great.
You couldn't go back.
No, they're more convenient than you think. Like, because I was getting, you know, walking the dog, it was always yanking them out of my ears or I don't know. And some people don't think they won't stay, but they stay really.
That was my fear. I thought for sure, like on a treadmill or at the gym or being upside down with yoga, they would fall out. No, they don't.
They really don't. Well, my exercise splurge is boot camp. And ooh. I think, yeah, I've said in other episodes, and this is a know yourself. Like, I need group accountability and group classes, and I'm social. So I really like, I do Zumba classes, yoga classes. Like, I like a class.
Yes. And you always win all their contests, by the way. I do. Let's just put that out there. Whenever you have anything to do with your group and they have any kind of accountability, I always see you become so much more successful.
Yes. So if you're like me, and the investment of money helps you accountable, because then you're like, oh, I spend all that money, like joining a gym. For some people, that does keep them accountable. For me, I do 6 week classes, and so I pay it up
and front. Just keep signing up.
And I keep signing up. And if they have a contest, I sign for the contest. So for me, that's what
it really works for you.
It really works for me. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, it's funny. I thought we'd have like big exercise equipment, but
No. I think my headphones were maybe $150, which for me is an insane amount of money. But you're right. I have had listeners write me letters. I just had a wonderful young lady in Oklahoma reach out to me and wrote a beautiful letter. And she was so frustrated because she had spent some, you know, thousands of dollars on one of these gym equipment systems for her house. And she was so mad at herself. Like, well, why did I invest all this money in a gym thingy do that she's never been on?
Yeah.
And she was so excited about the Dirt Cheap Cookbook and just maybe dialing it back and just focusing on maybe making a healthy meal instead of, you know, a $2,000 gym equipment.
Exactly. And that's a know yourself too. Like, you know, if exercise makes you feel good, like if walking on a treadmill doesn't excite you and bring you joy,
then do not buy one.
Go outside and walk.
Go outside. Plus, here's the thing about a treadmill. You can turn it off. That doesn't work. If you're walking and you're like a mile away from your house, then you have to come home.
Yeah.
See, that's how my trick is.
Yeah.
You go out and then you have to come back.
Exactly.
You can't get home any other way.
Yeah. So no big exercise equipment unless you're really sure that's for you.
Unless you're really, really sure.
Yeah.
But even then, I don't know. Yeah.
They've never worked for me.
Me either. Don't do it.
All right. What is our most useful, inexpensive exercise purchase?
Well, you know, I think that you're almost embarrassed, Tamara, about our thriftiness.
I know. I don't know why.
Like a vibe that you're embarrassed about. We both are. Are you?
I need to embrace my cheap.
Embrace the thriftiness. We are the dirty and lazy girls. We don't spend a bunch of money on this crap.
All right. We're rocking.
Pelotons and whatnot. We just need a good pair of shoes and a dog leash.
You're right. You are right.
So I'm going to share my tip first. This is my inexpensive favorite item. And this smells. Okay. I'm just going to be honest. I just got back from being outside. It's very stinky. But this is what I call a running belt. And it's made of fabric. And it's stretchy. It goes around my waist. And it has little pockets inside, Tamara. And I can put my phone in here. My keys. I can put money. I can put whatever I want. Snack if I needed one.
Wow.
And it just goes around my waist and it keeps everything in place. And that to me has been a life changer. I used to do all sorts of weird things with backpacks and purses and carrying things and strapped my arm. Yeah, that was all stupid. This is life changing. The one I recommend is by Nathan Brand. And I believe I got it at like Big Five.
Okay.
Very cheap.
Well, that's so funny because mine is almost not identical. It's different than yours, but it's the same thing. So we clearly have the similar like.
Oh, well, what's yours? Now I felt bad that I.
No, no, mine is called a Rue Sport Pouch. So it's
what's the Rue Sport Pouch?
Yeah, it's the same idea. It's like, how do you hold your keys, my inhaler, my cell phone while I'm. But the reason mine is different than yours, because yours, one of the things about the ones that go all the way around is I don't like that feeling. Okay. And also if you're a bigger person, they're hard to find in your size. Mm-hmm. That go around your waist. So the Rue Sports Pouch is just a pouch that has magnets that closes on around the top of your shorts or your sweatpants or whatever, the
waistband. Oh, yeah. It just like clips onto the pocket area or the top of your...
So there's nothing that goes around, no fanny pack, no backpack. Because I'm like you, I don't like the backpack and I don't like the...
I've tried it and it's just a hassle.
Yeah. So this one is with magnets. Now, I was skeptical because I'm like, magnets, it's going to...
Yeah, does it fall off? Does it bounce up and down and give you a big...
No, and it's very smooth fabric, and it goes just a little strip on the inside, which is softer than your waistband, actually. And I've never had it fall off, and the magnets have never worn out. So
that's really amazing.
Yeah, it's called Rue Sports Patch. I found it at a running expo.
I bet you could find it online. Well, you know, originally, Tamara, now I feel bad that I stole your thunder, because I was planning on sharing, you know, to invest in a sports bra. And yes. I don't think they need to be that expensive.
No.
I myself have stuck with Nike for my whole journey, and I buy them at the outlet mall. They have a discount. Nike has a discount, whatever, you know, off-brand, weird color type series that they sell. And they're like $20-25.
Yes.
But not that expensive. And you need to pack those babies down.
Yes.
Whenever I see a new person exercising, there's two giveaways. Number one, they have on cotton, right? Like a sweatpants. No, don't do that. And then number two, the ladies always have their business flopping up and down.
Yeah.
You need to pack those in with a tight fitting exercise bra.
It's so much more comfortable.
Life changing.
Invest in a good one. The Nike ones don't work for me. And I found like, and then I was just helping my daughter buy one. It really does. It's a personal thing. Like,
what you works try for you, them all on.
You do. Like, and I don't like the ones where you have to pull over your head because I feel like I get tangled and sweaty and they roll. Mm-hmm. So I like the clasps.
Like one with a clasp.
Yes. But those are hard to find that are comfortable because you don't want them rubbing and, you know, the wrong spot. So it's taken me a long time. And you're right. The expensive ones sometimes are better, but sometimes they're not.
Find the one that works for you. It's kind of like most of my running clothes are from Walmart because they're inexpensive. They're easy to wash. And I don't feel like, I don't know. I just feel like they fit me. Yeah. And there's a range of sizes. I always liked Walmart because they went, you know, all the way from like small, medium, large, all the way up to like 3X, 4X.
Yeah.
You got to just find what works for you.
Yeah. I almost put a good pair of running shoes or exercise shoes. True. Like to me, okay, if you're going to just starting out exercise, don't get the Peloton. Don't get the treadmill, get a good bra and a good pair of shoes.
See, I thought about that one too, Tamara, but here's the thing. When I first started walking and running and I did two or three marathons wearing Skechers and they were like $20 and they were fine. So I really don't think you need the expensive gear and the expensive shoes just to go out. You know, initially I think that can be a detriment. Cause you think, I can't do that. Cause I don't have expensive yada yadas. No. Just get started with whatever you can afford and
get
there. Upgrade later if you're
okay. All right. Okay. What's our most frequently used reference book?
Well, what's yours?
Well, mine is the DLK Fast Food Guide. A lot of people don't know you have that out there, Stephanie. Ooh, and it's
I have a copy of that one somewhere.
Because here's the deal. You have to make quick decisions sometimes, you know, like everybody's going to Starbucks and you're like, oh shoot, what's the coffee that's not going to destroy my gains for that day, you know? And so honestly, I just get out the guide and I look it up. I'm like, okay, I can get this from Starbucks and that. If I'm hungry, I can have that and I can drink this or whatever other fast food. You have a bunch of them in there. So that one I highly recommend.
This is a good resource. And you know, like you said, there's 35 different restaurants that we researched. My husband was the lead in this. He's very analytical and organized. But what's great about this book is that it's free on Kindle Unlimited if you are part of that program with Amazon. And if you do buy a paperback, the proceeds benefit my favorite charity, the Goodwill. So know that if you do pick up a copy of this, you are making, you know, an economical choice. Because you know what? We all do it. We all go, we all pretend that we don't. But a lot of us end up at Domino's or, you know, Burger King or Wendy's or Panera, Sonic, Kentucky Fried Chicken, Popeyes, McDonald's. They're all in here.
Yeah.
We all go. Let's be honest. It's our guilty pleasure.
And they don't always have their nutritional guides handy.
Never.
And the
absolutely never do they have them available.
No. And the people at the counter don't know. You say,
oh,
is that keto? And they're like, what?
They don't know what that means. No one does. They don't even know the nutritional profile. And they'll have the calories now posted on the menu in a really small font. But yeah. I don't track calories, so that's doesn't do it for me.
No. Plus, you don't know what the serving size is either.
Nothing.
They're tricky.
They're very sneaky because they want you to order more food.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, what's your most frequently used reference book?
Well, my most frequently used reference book is The Dirty Lazy Keto, Get Started Losing Weight While Breaking All the Rules. And this is surprising because I wrote the damn book, but...
Don't you know this in your head?
No, I do not. I've been doing this forever, but no, I do not have every food on the planet memorized. So what I look at in particular, Tamara, and I have copies of this all over my house and in my car and in my kitchen, is starting on page 233. There is a like 15 to 16 page grocery list, which has basically every low net carb food with the serving size known to man that I could find in the last 10 years. And it's all in one place, alphabetized. And that way I know what I'm eating because I don't remember. I mean, a lot of stuff I do know. I know it's like roughly low carb. I know it's under 10. But if I'm like, oh, how many, you know, grams of net carb are in a cup of diced green pepper? Well, I happen to know it's 4 because I just looked down. But normally I have to look that up. So it's helpful to me to have this around the house.
That's super helpful.
Yeah.
Because I also almost
hard said to find this information.
I know. And I almost said that magnet too, that I don't know if it comes with any of your books, but it came with one of my previous books. That was also super helpful. Put on the fridge. It just tells you like the categories that you should be eating most from.
It's a good reminder.
Yes. Our next one is our most visited website. Mine is, it's going to be weird to say this, but allrecipes.com.
Okay.
And it's okay. So if you like, if I check your books for a recipe, but let's say there's something I need that's not in there.
It's okay. You're not cheating on me.
I know. So I
it's
go
okay,
online,
Tamara.
And I don't know if you've gone online to look, let's say I want a keto friendly, enchilada. You type that up and you'll get all these keto sites. They are the most annoying websites you'll ever look at. They're full of tons of ads. You can't see their recipe. You have to scroll down through 50 pages of garbage. I mean, it's just horrible. So my tried and true is allrecipes.com. For one, they have great recipes, keto or not, but they also have a really big selection of keto friendly recipes. So if you just go on there and say keto enchiladas, then you'll get an ad free, and then they're all really well rated. So they'll have hundreds of reviews. And I found that the reviews on there are super reliable. So I honestly haven't gotten a bad recipe off there yet.
Well, my most utilized website is walmart.com. And it's not because I'm shopping or hungry for food or exercise equipment. I'm actually there to look at nutritional labels. Most of the foods that Walmart sells, they show a picture of online, and you can also check the nutrition label. So if you are cooking and you're like, oh, I want to eat some olives, I wonder how many net carbs are in there, I don't have Stephanie's book in front of me, you can always go to walmart.com and check a label of a popular product.
Who knew?
And it's accurate. It's not like that Fitness Pal app, which is just personal information that people share.
Yes.
And more often than not, Carb Manager, Fitness Pal, most of those apps have very inaccurate information.
You have to watch those.
I'm
not saying don't use them.
No, they can be helpful, but you have to look at it and go, oh, this doesn't seem right. You know, they're saying peanut butter has 1 net carb per serving. No, that's not true. That might be one particular brand of like no sugar added, but it's not reflective of the whole category.
You're right. And some of those, I remember some of those apps, it'll have one person will say it has 10 carbs and the other one will say 2. And you're like, okay,
exactly.
Knowing
it's
myself.
It's not helpful at all. That's why I wrote my editor called me one day and she was like, you know, and when you're writing this book, she's like, you really need a whole food section where you just call out how many net carbs all of these foods have per serving. Because who knows how much a serving is of peanut butter.
Yes.
Most people don't know it's 2 tablespoons. Like I have to figure that out and it took me forever.
Well, I'm glad
it was worth it. I'm glad I did it because now I use the damn reference myself.
I know.
It was totally worth it.
And those apps, I just picked the lowest one.
Yeah. Who doesn't? You're like, oh, between 2 and 10, I'm going to go with 2. Yeah, that's not accurate.
No, it's terrible.
That's funny.
All right. Our final one, number 10.
Number 10.
Recommended fitness programs.
Okay. What's your most recommended fitness program that's helped you with your weight loss goals?
This one's a super popular one. This app has become so popular because it's people can actually do it. It's called Couch to 5K. And you, again, you don't have to be a runner to do it. In fact, it assumes that you are a total couch potato and have never run in your whole life.
That sounds perfect for all of yes. our dirty and lazy listeners.
Yes. So literally the first time you listen to it, you walk pretty much the whole time. And you walk at a pace that's real comfortable, and it comfortably just gradually increases you to get to up to a 5K. But you can do a couch to 10K, or you know, you have different ranges, and you can do ones that are more like a walk run for people who aren't interested or can't run. I recommend this app. It's just a gentle, easy, fun way to build up your walking or running.
I think that's terrific advice. I know when I was trying to exercise myself, I remember doing this Big Sur Marathon and also the San Francisco Marathon early in my journey. And I told myself, oh, I have to run every single step because that's hardcore and that's what runners do. And I was miserable, Tamara. I killed myself. I could barely walk afterward. I was, you know, I didn't feel very proud because I just felt so horrible. And then when I went back the following year and did both those same races, I incorporated a little bit more walking into my regimen and I embraced the walking. Like after, you know, every mile I'll walk for a minute or whatever I needed to do. And the irony is that I felt better and I finished at a faster time for both of those events. So walking is the way to go. Walking, walk, 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 walk.
Yes. That's walk. I mean, who knew? Something everyone can do.
It's free.
So do
don't need anything fancy.
No,
just walking.
So I'm curious to learn what resources our listeners have found to be most valuable during their weight loss journey. You can tell us by emailing Stephanie at dirtylazyketo.com or via Facebook or Instagram at dirtylazyketo. So before we get to our final hacks, let's stop and take a quick break.
Well, we're sharing a lot of our top 10 favorites, and I wanted to share with you one of my favorite recipes from the Dirty Lazy Keto Dirt Cheap Cookbook. In interviews, they're always asking me, what's your favorite recipe? And I never want to tell them. I don't know why. I feel like I'm cheating on my recipes. But I'm going to tell our listeners, this one is actually my favorite. So between you and me, in the new cookbook, this is on page 153, and it's called Lunch Line Lasagna. I'm going to show you a picture of it. And first of all, I just like the name. I think it's funny. When I was in second grade, Tamara, I threw a hot dog at the lunch lady. Her name was Annie. She told me to sit down and I wouldn't do it. So I got in big trouble and I got sent home from school. I was always a troublemaker. So this recipe, I don't know, it just made me laugh when I think about it as a lunch line lasagna. Because I think about Annie, the poor lady I threw a hot dog at. And the food is delicious. You're trying not to laugh. This is a true story.
It's a rebel. Even when you're little.
I was second grade and I was throwing food in the lunch line. I couldn't behave.
Even at that young. Annie.
Damn it, Annie. And I had to write a letter of apology to her.
Oh, no.
That's horrible. But anyway, this is a great recipe, and it holds up really well, unlike a lot of recipes.
All right. Thanks, Stephanie. We are going to wrap up today's episode with our final hacks, and I can go first.
Sure, let's hear it.
This is not necessarily like an app or a book or anything, but it's just a piece of advice and that honestly has saved me, I think. It single-handedly kept me on my diet, and that is to always have cut up veggies front and center in my refrigerator at all times. Honestly, because I get so tempted and I get so hungry and I open it and that's the first thing I see. And honestly, that has been life-saving.
That's a great strategy. It's okay. You can veer off track from our tools because I'm also going to share kind of a food related hack, if you will, but this one is embarrassing. So I brought a picture of it for all of our watchers on YouTube. This is my giant, because I'm not using my Tupperware anymore. I'm using the Tupperware now to store my water flavor enhancer packets. Look how many I have. Isn't that embarrassing?
That's huge.
It's really, really out of control. Tamara, when I go to the dollar store, I usually spend about $35 on assorted flavors of Kool-Aid packets. They're all sugar-free. They probably have like 1 to 3 net carbs per serving, but I don't care. This has helped me single-handedly drink an excessive amount of water per day. because I'm a little kid. I like things sweet. I hate boring water. So now I have lemonade and cherry and Hawaiian punch and all sorts of goofy, embarrassing childhood flavors. And it helps me drink probably a gallon of water a day.
But you know what? You have to do what you have to do.
You got to do what you got to do.
Regular keto, they'd be all keto policing you.
I don't care. Kick them out of our group, Tamara.
Yeah. Because
they're honestly not allowed to listen to us.
If you need your Kool-Aid, you need your Kool-Aid.
Girl, it's a serious situation when it comes to my Kool-Aid flavors. $35 in one stop at the dollar store.
But you know what? You
350 packets of Kool-Aid.
It's crazy. We crazy.
We crazy.
All right. So what is the bigger message? The weight loss journey can be lonely and it can be scary and you can feel like there's not enough help for you, but there is help for you. And hopefully today we've given you the right resources to help you out, to get you over those bumps in the road. Having the right tools will help you do that.
Isn't that the truth? Well, listeners, if you're enjoying the Dirty Lazy Girl podcast, we hope that you'll show your support by leaving us an honest review on Apple Podcasts. And here's how. On your iPhone, select the purple podcast icon. Using the search tool, type in Dirty Lazy Girl. Click on the thumbnail to open it up. Scroll down until you see ratings and reviews. Click on the stars and select 5 stars. Please. And scroll down and select leave a review, type in your review and hit okay. And if you're leaving, or if you're listening to us on YouTube, please like the podcast, make a comment and then subscribe.
Speaking of Stephanie, we have another comment from YouTube. You want to hear it?
Yes. Read it for us.
This is from Cynthia.
Cynthia on YouTube. Let's hear what she has to say.
She's kind of fun to watch. Laughed my way through it. Actually learned some important stuff too. I love a great cup of coffee. And you know why I read this one, right? Because we just released an episode where I showed you how to make the world's best cup of coffee. And I'm so glad she learned something from that.
Thanks for listening to Tamara's world's best cup of coffee. You're welcome, America, she says.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Enjoy some coffee.
Thanks for listening.
If you enjoyed today's podcast, please tell a friend. Remember to subscribe, rate, and review us wherever you listen to podcasts.
For more information about what we talked about today, or just to get in touch, visit DirtyLazyKeto.com. See you next week.